swept in like a hurricane, tearing down my fears and doubts. The broken memories you washed away. Now I know what real love is all about. I can't stop the fire from burning. I can't stop the world from turning. What's meant to be will be. You crushed my defenses. Can't stop my heart from beating. Can't stop this need of needing. What's meant to be will be, and I'll be yours. Oh, I love that you love that. I love that you love me. Oh, I love that you love that. I love that you love me. Love me. No hiding from your love, no. You knew exactly where to find me. I must admit I was skeptical, but some things are just meant to be. Some things are just meant to be. I can't stop the fire from burning. I can't stop the world from turning. What's meant to be.
Love That You Love Me from the beautiful new album Hey Terre, released a month ago by Kelly Badeau, a singer-songwriter from Manitoba who blends African, French, and American gospel elements in her music. The album earned her the Western Canadian Music Award, her second one, for Francophone Album of the Year. I spoke with Kelly Badeau over Skype. Kelly, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you, May. Such a pleasure.
Let's start with your really early musical history. Did you discover your voice and your passion for music at a young age or come to it a little later?
Well, I always say at a young age because back home in my country, I learned from my mom, who was a choir girl. She really, her and my grandma and my great-grandma, they were all singing, so we got introduced to music pretty early, and I really loved it from the start, and I just couldn't stop.
Can you tell me about one particular album that was life-changing for you personally?
Well, I would say my first EP, and when I started, I would say when I became a semi-professional artist, I had this first EP, which was for me an introduction in the music industry and introducing myself. So it is called Entre Deux. And for me, it was my first ever product. And I felt nervous because it was also my first songs, I would say. When I came in Canada, I wasn't a songwriter in the past, so in my country. It is when I came here that I started improving my writing and getting better at it. So these were my first songs ever presented in different contests. So I decided to do this album, and I was very shy. It was talking about my home country. It was talking about my experience and the fact that I was in a different country now. So it meant a lot, and it received such a positive response from the community and the people, and it was like world music album of the year, and I just got so much honor with this album, and it was my first product, so that was definitely a special moment for me.
Your music crosses both cultural barriers and genres as well. It's a beautiful blend of African, French, and gospel influences. How do you approach your songwriting? Do you tend to find yourself singing a melodic element, or does a beat strike you, or are you more likely to have an idea for lyrics?
I am more like a melody person. Like, I just have tons of melodies all the time. And what I do is I record what I have. Sometimes it could be just a melody with no lyrics. Sometimes it's a melody with lyrics. And sometimes it's a strong thought. And so I just record it right away on my cell phone. And I let it sit, and then I come back to it, and sometimes I will get pieces and pieces. But honestly, most times lyrics come to me after. And I really get a lot of support from fellow songwriters, songwriters that have a better, like more experience than me. And I like to review with them what I wrote. That's what I did for the new album. Anyway, the first album was really myself and my own writing. But I feel like it's a good thing to have other perspective when you write, and especially if you want your message to really come through the way you intend it, right? So
let's talk about that new record. You have also received the Western Canadian Music Award for Francophone Artist of the Year for that one, and it is called Hey Terre.
Yes.
It was released just about a month ago. Tell me a little bit about the great sponsors that you had helping you on this journey.
I have to say I got the funding. I thank the government of Canada for the support through Music Action and Manitoba Film and Music. So these organizations, are not for profit, and their mandate is really to support artists, and I owe them big time. But also I would say the people who helped me prepare these grants, prepare this album, prepare everything, because there's so much work before you get into even to that part where you get the support. So my producer, Chris Bergafni, really is a mentor to me, is a friend, is a creative person, is a writer on the album, and I want to thank him. And also Jeline Johnson, who also wrote on this album and helped me prepare this grant and all that. And all the musicians, and I don't want to forget any names, so I would say people can find out more about everybody who collaborated on this on my website. But I thank everybody, the musicians, and it's all thanks to them.
Is there a theme to the songs in that collection?
Yes, I can say there is a theme. In different interviews, I was like reviewing myself and trying to see how I presented the album. So there is two versions. There is a version where I'm approaching this album as a love, an album about love, but what kind of love? Different type of love. So love to Mother Earth, who's taking care of all of us as humans, and love to my mother, because I have a song there where I talk about how she views the world, and that's that's what made me who I am. And love to, in a relationship and how you have hard times and you can conquer these and things like that. So that can be one way to see this album. And the other way is more like an approach based on people and our diversity. So I wrote, the first song was ATR, and I felt like I wanted to write an album that connects everybody, but in a different, at different stages of life. So different kind of people. There's people who care about environment. There's people who care about their relationships right now. There's people who come from a different country where I sing about Africa, for example. So it all ties in the fact that we are all in this, on this planet. And even though we are from different countries, we have different values, different, I don't know, skin color, we are all citizens of the earth, of Mother Earth. And as such, we are connected. We are brothers and sisters. So that's another approach with this album.
Je peux compter sur toi, je peux compter sur toi. Hey Terre, je t'ai vu dans mes rêves. Quelque part où le temps n'a pas de place, je revois ton visage et je retrouve espoir. Sous le baobab aux mille et une histoires, ta flamme nous éclaire. Toi qui tournes tout autour du soleil sans aucun doute, la plus grande des merveilles, continue d'être au top, 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 toujours au top, pour que nous soyons aussi au top, 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 toujours au top. Hey Terre, tu es tout un mystère, revêtu des aurores boréales, forte comme une montagne et pourtant si fragile. Tu n'as jamais baissé les bras, alors réveille l'étincelle en moi. Toi qui tournes tout autour du soleil sans aucun doute, la plus grande des mers. Soyons aussi au top, 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 toujours au top. Hey Terre, hey, 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 je peux compter sur toi, je peux compter sur toi. Hey, 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 je peux compter sur toi, je peux compter sur toi.